Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Brainstorm Boost. Your daily dose of 5-minute idea fixes to help you navigate this crazy thing called life. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that can seriously level up your well-being. Self-compassion. Ever feel like you're constantly putting yourself on a pedestal, judging every little slip-up? You know, like an internal critic whispering nasty things in your ear even when you're trying your best. Self-compassion is about ditching that inner critic and treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a good friend going through a tough time. It's not about being soft or letting yourself off the hook, it's about acknowledging your struggles without judgment, recognizing that you're human, and offering yourself the support and encouragement you need to grow. So, why is this so darn important? Well, think about it. We live in a world obsessed with perfection. Social media feeds are filled with highlight reels, making it easy to compare ourselves and feel inadequate. We set unrealistic expectations for ourselves and beat ourselves up when we don't meet them. But guess what? That constant self-criticism only leads to stress, anxiety, and burnout. It can sabotage your relationships, hinder your creativity, and even impact your physical health. Here's the deal. Self-compassion is a game changer. When you practice self-compassion, you create a safe space for yourself to learn, grow, and make mistakes without fear of judgment. It allows you to embrace your imperfections, acknowledge your vulnerabilities, and develop a more positive relationship with yourself. Now, let's break it down into 5 actionable takeaways. 1. Recognize your humanity. We all mess up. It's part of being human. Instead of berating yourself for mistakes, recognize that everyone makes them, even the seemingly perfect people you see on social media. Remember, behind every polished photo is a real person with their own struggles and imperfections. 2. Treat yourself like a friend. Imagine a good friend going through a tough time. What would you say to them? Would you berate them for their struggles or offer words of encouragement and support? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding. Remind yourself that you are worthy of love, compassion, and support, just like anyone else. 3. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When negative thoughts arise, acknowledge them without getting swept away by them. Observe your thoughts and feelings with curiosity as if you're watching a passing cloud. This can help create space between you and those critical voices in your head. 4. Engage in self-care. Self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about taking intentional actions that nourish your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. This could include anything from going for a walk in nature to reading a good book, spending time with loved ones, or pursuing hobbies that bring you joy. 5. Celebrate your accomplishments. Don't downplay your successes, big or small. Acknowledge your achievements and give yourself credit for all the hard work you put in. Celebrate your progress and use it as motivation to keep going. Let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. She used to be a chronic perfectionist, always striving for flawlessness and beating herself up whenever she fell short. It was exhausting. But then she started practicing self-compassion. She learned to treat herself with kindness, acknowledge her struggles without judgment, and celebrate her accomplishments. And guess what? Her life completely transformed. She became more confident, happier, and less stressed. See, self-compassion isn't just a feel-good concept, it's a powerful tool that can lead to real, positive change in your life. So, remember this. You are worthy of love, kindness, and compassion. Treat yourself with the same understanding and care you would offer a dear friend. Embrace your imperfections, acknowledge your struggles, and celebrate your triumphs. You got this. Now go out there and unleash your awesomeness. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little self-compassion boost. And if you found this helpful, leave a review on whatever platform you're listening on. It really helps me reach more people who need a little inspiration in their lives. Until next time, keep brainstorming and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.